This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Ukraine Thursday, touring areas where Russian forces are accused of having killed civilians. Guterres is also expected to visit the town of Bucha ahead of talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Also in Ukraine Thursday, Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov, who met with President Zelensky in the capital Kyiv for talks. He paid a visit to Borodyanka, a small town near Kyiv that had been occupied by Russian troops for over a month. This comes one day after Russian energy giant Gazprom said it had halted gas supplies to Bulgaria and Poland for failing to pay in rubles. Petkov says he hopes Bulgarian lawmakers will agree next week to send military assistance to Ukraine. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will express continued support for Ukraine's fight against Russia in a speech Thursday morning. It should happen in the next few moments. The European Union said Thursday buyers of Russian gas could avoid breaching sanctions if they declare purchases complete when they have paid in euros or dollars. But there may be no workaround if Moscow insists they also use a ruble account for the transaction. Russian gas giant Gazprom cut supplies to Poland and Bulgaria Wednesday after they refused to pay for gas in rubles, Moscow's toughest response yet to sanctions imposed by the West over the conflict in Ukraine. The cutoff added to confusion and alarm in Europe over a Russian decree that energy buyers must open accounts at Gazprom Bank to make hard currency payments that would then be converted to rubles and paid to Gazprom. Democrats in the U.S. Congress said Thursday they will propose legislation that allows federal and state agencies to go after oil companies on wholesale and retail sales practices lambasting gouging. This is VOA News. Long before the first Russian troops arrived at the border near Ukraine, Kremlin-backed hackers had infiltrated Ukraine's cyber networks. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
The first Russian invasion appears to have been online. Microsoft's digital security unit reports Russian-supported hackers were pre-positioned in a variety of networks in Ukraine by March 2021, creating footholds used later to collect strategic and battlefield intelligence or to facilitate future destructive attacks. The group in its report says early in the invasion, a cyber attack that also affected European broadband users knocked out satellite service to Ukrainian military, police, and other institutions. Nearly half the attacks have been against crucial infrastructure, sometimes coordinated with military attacks. Ukrainian defenders with outside help have also had success, including the blocking of a Russian attempt to cut electricity to millions of Ukrainians. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen said Thursday it would release 163 prisoners from Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group who fought against the kingdom, Saudi Arabia State News Agency reported. They say it's part of a humanitarian initiative. The coalition added it had already begun taking measures to release the prisoners in coordination with the International Committee of the Red Cross. Turkey will launch arbitration proceedings with the European Union over a pharmaceuticals dispute at the World Trade Organization, it said in a statement Thursday, signaling its intention to use a rare alternative to the global body's ordinary dispute settlement process. Such proceedings have only been used once before, according to the body's website, and are a likely response to a paralysis at its top appeals chamber since 2019. History was made Thursday morning when four new crew members arrived at the International Space Station. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Americans Jill Lindgren, Robert Hines, and Jessica Watkins, and Italy's Samantha Cristoforetti arrived at the orbital outpost 16 hours after a spectacular launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida before dawn Wednesday morning. The four astronauts will spend the next 6 months aboard the ISS. Jessica Watkins is making history as the first black woman to be part of a long-duration ISS crew. The crew is also NASA's first ever composed equally of men and women. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
And recapping our top story, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Ukraine Thursday, touring areas where Russian forces are accused of having killed civilians. And also in Ukraine Thursday, Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.